Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Romans chapter 15. If you want to open your Bibles and follow along, I'll read that for us. It's Romans chapter 15. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another, as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly, by the way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God, for I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience, by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in the spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed, I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. We're almost at the end of the book of Romans now. Romans is, it's so rich with reminders of the gospel. So for those of you who followed along the entire book, I hope that the past 3 weeks were very filling for you. In yesterday's passage, Romans chapter 14, the Apostle Paul talked about not passing judgment on one another and doing our best to not cause others to stumble. And in today's passage, Paul picks right back up from this and reminds us of the ultimate example of Christ. Here in the first seven verses, which is kind of where I want to focus on for today's devotional, Paul begins to encourage the Romans to think of themselves less and instead think of their neighbor. He says that they have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak. Basically, he's saying, those who are strong in the faith, take the hit, bear with it. There will be times and situations where we want to think about our own wants and needs. There will be times where people in our lives will fail us, oftentimes hurting us. There will be times where the last thing we want to do is to think of the other person before ourselves. But still, Paul says that we who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. I think for me, throughout my life, I've always been a pretty good listener. I usually don't like to talk all too much, and instead, I like to listen. And because of that, there are and have been a lot of people who confided in me about their struggles and their failures. And I genuinely do enjoy being able to listen to people's stories and try to encourage them in some way. But I remember at a certain point, I asked myself, why don't people do this for me? How come I have to be the one who is always listening and taking the hit? Why should I keep doing this anyway? What about me? And there were times in my life, and sometimes now too, where I would not want to build up my neighbor. All I wanted to do was think about myself. But I think this is what Jesus meant when he called us to deny ourselves and to take up our cross. A big part of being faithful to God is to bear with the failings of our neighbors for their good and to build them up. Of course, this isn't a command to never express our own selves and to always bottle up and hide our genuine feelings. Of course, God doesn't want us to be fake and rigid. But it is a call for us to shift our perspective when we ask that question, what about me? In verse 3, Paul says, "For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me." There may be a lot of times where we're tempted to want to think about ourselves above others. We might think to ourselves that we have it unfair. People in our lives who've hurt us, situations that traumatized us. But Jesus had it worse. He was rejected and despised by man. Even his closest friends abandoned him. One of them who sold him off just for some pocket money. No one believed in him. And eventually, because of our sin, he was rejected by the Father. All while he lived literally a perfect life. Talk about unfair. This Passion Week, we've been intentionally remembering Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. And let's remind ourselves today of how unfair a life and death that Jesus experienced. And as we remember this, let's allow that to fuel our desire to die to ourselves and pick up our cross, to bear with the failings of our neighbors so that they might be built up. Verse 7 in today's passage says, "Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." Jesus went through the most unfair, the most undignified death imaginable, all for us. He bore with us even though we rejected him. He took on our failings, even though we didn't deserve it. So let's follow in his footsteps. Lord, who could imagine such a sacrifice like the cross? It's unfathomable how much it cost to save us. So Lord, forgive us for our selfishness. Sometimes we keep wanting to think about ourselves first. Sometimes we just want to shout to the world how unfair our lives have been. But Lord, in doing so, we've diminished Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. So Lord, won't you remind us today of the great privilege and call for us to bear with our neighbors in love, to build them up for their good and your glory. Lord, we want to be image bearers of Christ, who is the embodiment of sacrificial love. May we become more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.